So my friends, in the Gospel according to St. John, there are seven different I am statements where Jesus identifies further who he is, and that in turn should teach us who we are as the people of God. And so we have, for example, I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We had last weekend, I am the good shepherd. And then today we have, I am the vine, you are the branches. I am the true vine. I am the vine, you are the branches. We as the church need to see as fundamental to our identity as Christians and as a church community, as the church of God, the mystical body of Christ, that we must be united with Jesus Christ. Always, everywhere, that has to be our fundamental identity. I am united to Jesus Christ. And it's only in being united to Jesus Christ that we have any life in us, that we have any spiritual life, that we have any fruitfulness in our apostolate. Only insofar as we are united with Jesus. He's the vine. We are the branches. The vine gives life to the branches. And as long as a branch is healthily attached to a vine or to a tree, it has life. And then it gets leaves, right? Right now they're shooting out pollen that's really messing some people up. But like, that's it. That's because they're alive, right? It's because they're all alive. I don't know if you've ever seen pollen pop out of a stick on the ground, right? It doesn't happen. No, rather, when a tree or a branch or a vine is alive, it continues to bear fruit. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches as his people, as his church. And so Jesus, here in this Last Supper discourse, is giving his apostles this important instruction that we as well need to be reminded of again and again. Remain in me. Remain in me. Or another translation would be abide in me. Or we have, this is actually the same word that's at the beginning of the Gospel of John, when John and Andrew are following Jesus. Master, where do you stay? Where do you remain? Where do you abide? And here now at the end, Jesus says, you abide in me. You stay with me. Stay in me. Remain in me as I remain in you. We have to stay at all times with Jesus Christ. We stay in Jesus. We are united in Jesus Christ. This is what holiness means. To be holy is to remain in Christ and to have Jesus's divine life remaining in us. Each and every one of us, when we are baptized, the life of God was infused into our souls and we were divinized. We were made children of God. And if we don't evict God from our soul, he's still there. He remains in us. Right? You don't get rebaptized. Like, you don't get baptized every time you would normally take a bath or a shower. We got to just do it again. No. Once and for all. We were washed. We were elevated. We were adopted into the family of the children of God. And now it's important, and we're being instructed. Stay with me. Stay with me. Remain in me. Abide in me. This is where life is. This is where joy is. This is how do I be a good Christian? Stick with Jesus. Like that's it. That's what holiness is, right? Stay with Jesus. Abide in him. Remain with him. The practice, this is traditionally in the spiritual life, could be called the practice of the presence of God. There's a very good book. I think we recommended it in the bulletin a number of weeks ago. The practice of the presence of God. Am I aware at all moments of every day, am I paying attention to Jesus? He's paying attention to me, right? He loves me. Every moment of every day, Jesus is attending to me. Jesus is paying attention to me because he loves me. Do I remain in him? Do I pay attention to him? Right? Am I noticing Jesus? And am I doing the tasks of my everyday out of love for him? That's holiness. To allow Jesus to remain in my heart, in my mind, with my attention, as he remains in me. And so, we need to stick with Jesus. And as a church, as the church of God, we stick with Jesus. The most important thing we can do as a church community, as a parish, is to be united in Jesus Christ. Our relationship with Jesus is more important than anything else we do as a parish. It's about Jesus. It's about our friendship with him. It's about the fact that in our church buildings, he is adored and loved. It's in our church buildings that we instruct in his ways. Jesus is the reason for the whole thing. We stick with him out of love. Otherwise, it's useless. Otherwise, we die, right? Otherwise, we totally die. What does Jesus say? Like, as whoever does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. A church, a parish community, and even a soul that abandons the relationship with Jesus is about as alive as a stick on the ground, right? It's just, now, God can bring us back to life. If we've evicted God from our soul, don't despair. Go to confession. God brings us back to life all the time. But if we cut off our relationship with him, we can't fool ourselves. For a little while, we may be like, oh, look, I'm doing good things, right? I'm doing stuff. I look like I'm alive, but we can't fake it for that long. If we really are not united in Jesus Christ, and if as a church community, we're not centered in Jesus Christ, then before long, we're going to look as alive as a stick on the ground. That's all there is to it. It's not, and look, it's not a punishment. God doesn't punish us in this way. The stick isn't getting punished. It's not connected to the source of life anymore. What happens is just a natural consequence. It's just the way of biology. And the spiritual biology, if we're not connected to Jesus, we don't have spiritual life. Not because it's some kind of punishment. It's just spiritual biology. If I lose my friendship with Jesus, I'm not alive spiritually. I'm not. And so we need to stay in relationship with him. Now, Jesus teaches that the Father takes away every branch that doesn't bear fruit, every stick on the ground, every dead branch. And, you know, dead branches could be dangerous, right? You get a dead branch high up in a tree, a big fat one, it could be dangerous. Sometimes they do have to get cut down because otherwise they're going to hurt people. Every branch that doesn't bear fruit is taken away. But get ready. Every branch that does bear fruit gets left alone. It could do its own thing. It's just fine. No! Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. He prunes it so it can bear more fruit. There is, in the church and in the life of discipleship, there is no status quo. We're doing fine. God, our parish, we're doing fine. Leave us alone, right? No, there's no status quo. Either we're not bearing any fruit, you get cut down, or you're doing good. Let's do better. Let's do better. Everyone gets cut, either to get cut down or to be cut in being pruned. Everyone has to go through this process. There's no option to just be fine. We went, there's a picture in the bulletin, but a number of us from our parish, five of us, went to a workshop in Hamden about a week and a half ago. Called Unlock, but it's part of the Divine Renovation Program. And it was a really good workshop. And the whole key, the whole structure of the thing, the ethos is to change our parish communities from maintenance to mission. Maintenance to mission. The job of our community, the job of our parish staff, of our parish council, our finance council, the job is not just maintenance. keep the lights on, pay the bills, you know, don't lose too many people, try to have as many baptisms as you do funerals so we keep an even number. Like, no, there's no maintenance in the church. We have to do all the, you know, practical stuff, but we are not a maintenance-minded church. And if our goal, even if I come in a Sunday Mass, if our goal is that things just stay exactly like they were last weekend, and that we just want to keep it normal, like, no, that's not the church. That's not the gospel. From maintenance to mission, that we need to be willing to undergo changes. And I must say, our community in the last 2.5 years has done this and has done it admirably, right? There's been a lot of changes. Let's just have a show, quick show of hands. I don't often do this. How many people were going to Sunday Mass in this building 3 years ago? 3 years ago. Raise your hand if you were going to Mass here. Okay, so less than half, right? Raise your hand if you were going to Mass in a different church 9 months ago, right? Or even 6 months ago. 6 months ago, going to Mass in a different church. Look at this, right? We are shifting. We are continuing to change. And I've heard from some people like, oh, you've changed it. Forget it. I'm leaving the church, right? What, you're doing what? You want to leave life with Jesus? Because Mass changed by a half hour and maybe 10 miles? Like, we want to leave? Like, we would do that? No, mission-minded, right? How are we continuing to grow? And part of being mission-minded and bearing fruit is that it's not just my job. It's not just the priest. It's not just Father G. It's not just Deacon Allen. It's not just our parish staff. It's every single person in the community. Every single one is responsible for the mission. Let me just share a thought that's on my heart right now. We talk, and we're going to have a parish council meeting in just after Mass, and we talk, one of the big things we're always talking about is hospitality. At all of our churches, hospitality. How are we welcoming people? How are we helping more and more people feel welcome in the church? How are we helping them feel welcome at Mass? How are we greeting them when they come in? Now that our churches are a little bit fuller, how are we helping people find seats? How are we making room for some larger families so they can all sit in the same pew? And, you know, I'm talking to James and Al and Sam and the crew. I'm like, all right, like, we need to be greeting and everything. But guess what? It's actually not that. Every single person who's in church today, this weekend, right? Every single one of you who is here today, you are part of the hospitality ministry next weekend, right? Next weekend, it's not just me and a handful of people. It's everyone who's in church today is part of welcoming people next weekend. It's not just the job of a select few. It's every one of us has to take ownership and responsibility. That's a mission-minded church. It's not just the job of a select few to go out and get new people to get baptized. It's every single person who's in church today should be thinking about those one or two people that we could invite to come with us next weekend. Probably can't fit if every one of us brings one or two people, but let's have that be a problem. Let's have it be a real problem, right? Who are we inviting? How are we bringing more people in? How are we bringing them together? A church that goes from maintenance to mission. Every single one of us should be looking how we can bear fruit. This is the last point at the end. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. We are meant to be fruitful. Because we are united with Christ the vine, we're meant to be fruitful, to bring new people in. How many people, when they see us and they come to church, are like, I want to be part of that community. I want what they have. Those Christians. This was said about the early church. Those Christians see how they love one another. Again, I don't want to show a hands at this, and we're not going to do some kind of forced socialization. But if you're sitting next to someone you don't know, try to meet them after Mass, right? We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And so do we really love each other? If you're sitting next to a stranger because, you know, pews and we got to fit everyone in, well, hopefully by the end of Mass, that person's not a stranger anymore. But they're a brother or sister in Christ. Someone who I know. Someone who I'm going to be looking forward to seeing next week. Right? How great is it when you come to church on Sunday and then maybe you miss a week or two and someone reaches out to you and says, hey, I haven't seen you. Are you doing okay? Just want to check in. I haven't seen you at church recently. How good is it that that's our community that loves one another, that we bear much fruit by demonstrating this love for one another? That's attractive. That's going to help more people want to know Jesus Christ. And so, my friends, this is the mission. This is who we are. We're united in Jesus. We are the branches, and he is the vine. We are the body. He is the head. He's our Lord and our God. And so, this is his desire for us. That is his community of disciples. That we bear much fruit. And so God the Father in all things will always be glorified.